brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going live at PrisonPlanet.tv, simulcasting the radio show in T-minus 7 minutes. A ton of news to cover, your phone calls. Kevin, I have the Mayo Clinic. You're a pharmacy tech. I have the Mayo Clinic insert with the live nasal delivery flu vaccine, as it's technically named. And it says may cause Guillain-Barré syndrome, may cause cancer, may cause infertility. It may mutate in the nasal cavity and spread live virus. And I was watching Fox News yesterday morning, and they were showing shots of flu vaccine, and it said live virus on the side of the box. But you got cut off by the break when you were talking about the insert. Go ahead.
Well, the insert itself, I mean, you and I and the other viewers, I think, the information is truly out there if people want to look at it. The main point is that when I looked in the box insert and also the page, the 8 by 11 page that the hospital gave listing all the benefits, they did not list every single ingredient, you know, every adjuvant and all that, listed the live virus that is in the vaccine. And I thought that it was very alarming that they didn't include everything that was even in the official virus.
Aren't they supposed to do that by law? Aren't they? I guess under an emergency, though, they don't have to.
Well, I mean, it just depends. It makes you wonder. Because, you know, I've done my own research, you know, with the help of, you know, the work you do and various other websites. And I'm just kind of taken back by this because they're not listing everything.
Well, have you shown the pharmacist all the German and British news where the government officials won't take it and take their own vaccine that doesn't have all the additives?
I have not had a chance to, not as of yet.
Well, that's Der Spiegel, BBC, you name it, London Guardian. Give that to them and then see what they say.
Yeah, and it's a tragedy, however, because most of them have already taken it. And, you know, I just want to let them know what exactly, you know, is all in this stuff. I mean, it's quite alarming.
Unbelievable. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. And there's all sorts of bad reactions, people getting paralyzed, people getting sick. People are going into convulsions from the vaccine, and medical doctors are on record saying it is happening. Shirley in Florida, you're on the air. Thanks for holding, Shirley.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I'm calling from Miami. I have a question for you. It's regarding the swine flu vaccination, because they've sent the packets home to the parents, basically asking us, are we going to consent to let our children have the swine flu? There's a lot of parents that are hesitating to do it because they don't really know what's in the vaccine. Do you have any, like, referral websites?
Yes, on Infowars.com. The problem is we have so few personnel that we post everything, but then it gets hundreds of new stories every couple of days on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We have linked to different sites. We have posted the inserts. I have sent people to the store to ask for the inserts. We have shown them on air. We have highlighted where it says mercury, where it says it may cause Guillain-Barré. We have covered it all. But yes, it's all in the flu section on Infowars.com. But Kurt puts the banner up there and then takes it down, moves it around because there's so much going up on the site. But I would just Google the term H1N1 flu vaccine insert. And they're scanned in all over the web. There are hundreds of sites that have it. But during a break, I can go reprint them. I clean my desk off every few days, and it's out there in the big stacks. There's a table out there, a huge table, just for the last months of news all stacked on it. Again, I'm so busy at the guns firing on the enemy in the info war that it's, we need like a librarian or something, an archivist around here, so I can say, give me this, give me that. But then that takes money. But anything else, ma'am?
Yes, I have one more question regarding something that the pastor was saying yesterday regarding, he said within 2 years' time, we'll all be working for the government. I wanted to know, how does that do you think that ties
in? Stay there.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For years, doctors and researchers had known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv in living color. We were just talking to Sherry in Florida. She's got a second question, but we're going to go back to her in just a moment. She was asking me where she could find the vaccine inserts. Now, we posted these repeatedly on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The Mayo Clinic's own insert admitting the nasal live virus can spread, can breed, can mutate the nasal delivery of the vaccine, admitting that there is mercury in the injectable vaccine, that it can also cause Guillain-Barré, that it can cause neurological disorders, that it can cause convulsions, that it can trigger infertility, cancer, and there's five different major injectable vaccines, several nasal vaccines, and all the inserts are basically the same. But we searched the term, Craig did, out there. He searched the term H1N1 package insert. H1N1 package insert. During that three-minute break, we pulled this up. Got to check the wiring on the document cam. It's been blinking like that for a while. But here it is. You can zoom in right here where it says dosage, forms, and strengths. and it says that the 5 ml contains thimerosal, a mercury derivative, added as a preservative. It's also an adjuvant, causes an autoimmune response. 0.5 ml does contains 25 mcg mercury. Okay? Mercury, the most deadly known heavy metal for the electrochemical processes in the brain, according to the brain surgeons and scientists and biologists and scientists that we've had on this radio show. There it is. I see mainstream news articles saying there's no mercury in it, and it's a conspiracy theory. They lie to you. Now, do not believe me. Do not believe Alex Jones. You need to train yourself to check into things. Go to the Mayo Clinic online. Pull up the adverse reaction insert page online that doctors use for the nasal flu, both H1N1 and seasonal and the H1N1 injectable. Read it. Go to Walgreens or Vons or Save-On or Eckerd's or to the Walmart pharmacy and say hi to the pharmacist. Can I have the adverse reaction insert? Because if you eat eggs, have a egg, when you eat eggs, if you have an allergic response, you're not supposed to take these. So you say, oh, I want to check for my allergies. May I see the insert? And if they give you a printed out cover sheet, this is part of scientific fraud. Most of them aren't consciously involved in it. They're just told by the big companies, oh, give them this simple simple printout. And it won't say all this. It's a printout from the company or the corporation about how great it is for you and how there's no adverse reactions and how you need it. Say, oh, no, I don't want that. I need the actual insert from the package. And they'll go, sure. And every package they've got has it, guaranteed the trash can's full of them. They've been injecting people all day and throwing it away. And they'll come over with a little folded up paper and go, here you go. Be a little white paper folded up about like that. You'll unfold it. It'll be full-size, fine print. And, boy, you can just read for yourself. Don't you believe me. Do not believe Alex Jones. I want you to read where it says it's got mercury in it. I want you to read where it can give you Guillain-Barré or other neurological disorders or kill you or cancer or sterilize you or make you somewhat infertile. I want you to go, not to even InfoWars.com and print these off. Do not believe it. I want you to march into Walgreens, and I want them from behind the counter to hand it right into your hand. And you're going to open it up, and then when you see the news saying there's no mercury in there, or there's no Guillain-Barré, or there's no neurological problems, or there's no links to cancer and infertility, you will hold in your hand from the drug package the truth. Because you tell your neighbor you got it from InfoWars, they'll say, oh, I read he's a kook. They won't know it was George Soros' publication, one of six attacking me. They won't know it's a White House-funded, publicly-funded blogger group attacking. They're not going to believe me, and that's fine. They only believe the lying government. But you go, no, I got this from Walgreens, or I got this from Vons. I've got this from the company. And then you're going to have them. Now, a lot of them will say, you lie. That isn't real. And you get them by the arm. You go, okay, I bet you $1,000 just to prove it to them. Let's go down to the store together. And you take that moron. Their life is worth it. You march them down there and have them give it to them over the and then say, now, why is the media lying, saying none of this is in there and it can't do this to you? And then you may break somebody's conditioning right there. Let me tell the police, you trust the government that's giving you all this power to violate our rights and telling you it's for our own good? We'll go find out that they know that squalene and mercury brain damage the troops. The Army, in its own reports, has confirmed they quit giving the anthrax shot with it because it was killing them and maiming them. The time for screwing around is over. Let's go back for a second question from Shirley. Then we're going to go to Mike, Denise, Steve, and others. Go ahead, Shirley. What was your second question?
Okay, my second question was yesterday when you had the pastor on. He was stating that the government, I mean, not the government, but the individual he was speaking with from the elite was informing him that within 2 years' time, a majority of everyone would be working for the government. My question was, do you think that that is a way that they're going to try to manipulate everyone to get into the FEMA camps? Do you think they're going to tie that in some way to make us think that we're going there to work or...
No, exactly. We understand their mindset and how they operate, but if you go back, years ago I said they're going to advertise the camps as work centers. They're going to advertise them as welfare centers to get your free health care. They're going to advertise Friday night that a country band or rock and roll band is going to come in. They're going to advertise, oh, look, the Army helps the local police now. Oh, look, we're stopping drunk drivers and we're stopping bank robbers with OnStar kill switches in the cars. That's now happening. U.S. News and World Report today. In fact, we'll show people that article. They're going to advertise it all like it's a good thing and then just slowly but surely phase all this in. And when Lindsay talks about everybody working for the government, he means big select corporations will operate off of government bailouts and government contracts, and the only part of the economy growing is the government. There'll be classic government jobs, the new enforcer jobs, the new enforcers on the farms, the ranches, harassing people. I have mainstream articles where all over the country, Homeland Security's funding the local police and others to set up checkpoints and harass people with their horses and their cows. They're moving around to sale or to another farm, another field. Checkpoints, any way to shut the highways down, train everybody to accept this. It's all happening. And so it's going to be incremental. I appreciate your call until they stage a nuke attack or some big crisis and really drop the hammer. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Minnesota. You're on the air, Mike.
I salute you, General Jones. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
I got a question for you. You turned us on up here to the USS Boxer and the people that died there. And I, in turn, turned them up here, the people up in Minnesota, to it. Nobody had heard about it up here. How come they took everything off the websites?
What websites are you talking about?
Well, yours, there are people up here asking, we've never heard anything about it. And
wait a minute. We are you sure you just can't find it on my site?
Well, I don't have a computer, but the guy I work, I call in and talk into a local radio talk show up here before your show, and they couldn't find it on your site. They pulled it, and he's a pretty good tech guy.
Yeah, well, we very rarely, maybe every couple months, pull something, because I don't control all my webmasters and posters, and they've usually got a good feeling for what's real, what's accurate, and so I very rarely tell them to pull something that we've linked to or posted. More often than not, we'll post not a retraction because it's not our article, but we'll post a clarification. I don't remember ever ordering something pulled, and so I have a sneaking suspicion the person doesn't remember the exact headline. We did not report that people died on the Boxer. We reported from Bob Chapman and other sources before it was even in the media that there was a quarantine on not one ship, but four ships, I'm going from memory, and that some were saying, Bob was saying, and he's a credible guy, I'm going from memory on this, because I didn't really report on it much, other shows made a really big deal out of it, that there had been deaths, and we were waiting to see what happened. So you're asking me where it is or what's going on. I ignored it the first few days. People said, have you heard there's deaths on these ships? And I said, well, we did see deaths on other military bases with the last two swine flu outbreaks. That's where the government launches it in 76 and 1918. And so I said, that may be something to that. And then it came out in the news that there was a quarantine on some ships. So I'm not really the expert to be able to speak to that, because what I just told, yeah, there's the article. It is on Infowars.com. It has not been removed. It's live at PrisonPlanet.tv right now. Bob Chapman talks about suspicious flu deaths on U.S. Navy ship. And it's a link to a YouTube video of Bob Chapman talking about that. Are you at a computer there, Mike?
No, I don't have a computer. I'm off the grid.
Okay, well, just punch it back up. I want to give that headline out three more times. Bob Chapman talks about suspicious flu deaths on U.S. Navy ships. Bob Chapman talks about suspicious flu deaths on U.S. Navy ships. One more time. Bob Chapman talks about suspicious flu deaths on U.S. Navy ships. We did not remove it. But interesting. We should talk to Bob when he's back on Friday and ask him for any updates on that. Thank you so much, sir. Good to hear from you. We'll be right back.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the 1-week StartPage Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The following message is proudly and patriotically brought to you by the owners of Ready Reserve Foods, Inc. It is generally not the place for a business or corporation to make an editorial stand, but times have changed. It has become very obvious that our government is completely out of control and has decoupled from any constraints placed on it by the Constitution. It is also obvious that they are racing at breakneck speeds to place our once sovereign nation under the control of a global socialist government. These treasonous leaders, and we use the term treasonous because their actions and behavior can easily be regarded as treason, have over time systematically destroyed our culture, our industries, and now the U.S. dollar. This is our country, and they, the leaders, have sold us to the globalists. The future for America and Americans operating as a sovereign and free people is all but over. Get prepared now. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Or www.readyreservefoods.com.
Sucking on the blood of the children.
Sucking the children day by day.
Here it is. Fall of the Republic, the DVD, shipping out in mass the last 2 days. We will be premiering at 3 p.m. today. Just got the word from the IT guys. We've got a workaround. They're creating on another server a simple splash page for members where you enter your member code that you create, your member ID, and you are going to be able to watch it at 3 p.m. Central today, right when the show ends. Good job to the crew with that workaround. As for PrisonPlanet.tv itself, We better make a splash page for people, too. Not just a member login. Can we, because that's on another server, can we have it where people can sign up? Because that's the key. A lot of people are wanting to sign up right now, too. PrisonPlanet.tv itself is being hammered and is up and down and very, very slow for those that can get on it. We're not even able to stream live today, PrisonPlanet.tv, but it will be archived for everyone later this evening at PrisonPlanet.tv, the radio/TV show. And Matt just said that for everybody today, because our problem isn't bandwidth. We have that. The problem is just the main server, just for the site itself. We're going to go ahead and offer the TV show today for free to everybody. For those that haven't gotten a chance to see what it looks like, that'll be up in the next 30 minutes. We'll put links on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com for folks to tune in to the last hour or so of the TV show today. Also, so members can tune in and watch it live. But Fall of the Republic hits in 1 hour and 34 minutes exactly. 1 hour, 34 minutes away from launch. Going back to calls, let's talk to Denise in Texas. You're on the air, Denise. Welcome.
Hello. How you doing?
Well, I'm pretty good.
I'm sorry about your loss, by the way. Hey, Alex, you have said in the past that Hollywood movies are sometimes a heads up from the elite.
Yes.
Okay. I was listening to this crazy balloon boy thing, and I caught myself thinking, this is right out of 12 Monkeys. And then I realized what 12 Monkeys was really about.
Eugenics, where they release a bioweapon that kills 99.9% of the world's population.
Exactly. And I was wondering, could this be our heads up? But then I got to, but you know, it's been a couple of days and nothing has actually happened. So I got, guess, well, maybe not.
No, I think that was just a stunt by some people that were dying to have a TV show.
Okay. Because you remember in that movie, the kid is hiding in the barn in that movie. You remember, I don't know if you remember, but Bruce Willis, they're through the whole movie, they're digging out the kid that's in the well, and Bruce Willis keeps saying, the kid's in the barn. It's a hoax. And so that's what got me.
Well, that was about how the media had a big distraction and how the establishment uses big distractions like that right before they launch something really big. But, yes, I need to watch that film again. It is definitely... Also, what happens in Hollywood, a lot of it's paid for, a lot of it's propaganda, a lot of it is New World Order, but then I happen to know some other directors who put out films like A Scanner Darkly, and that has New World Order imagery in it on purpose, because I was one of the consultants on it for Tommy Pallotta and Richard Linkletter, to throw New World Order in your face, that it's the New World Order getting everyone addicted to this drug that turns them into zombie slaves. And I announced it was going to have New World Order's imagery, and people said, oh, we found hidden imagery in it. Yes, it's not hidden. It's in plain view. I've talked to other Hollywood people, but then Rick Linkletter had to fight with the studio just to keep a scene in there where a cop executes a guy and shoots him in the head. They didn't even want that, what they saw as an anti-police message in there. And they cut a few little other scenes. Some of the stuff stayed in. So I've seen on the inside the directors and people trying to get their vision out that's good while the establishment tries to stop that. So it's not 100% control, but under Obama, it's really starting to move towards that. Does that answer your question?
Also, something real quick, something that I've been listening to you for a while, but I'm confused. And sometimes you tell me when you say, well, there's two different factions of the Illuminati, that makes some sense. But the people that Lindsay Williams is talking to, the guy, do you think he's one of these depopulationists? Because he never really talks about that. He's talking about financial crashes and all that stuff, but he's not really talking about...
Well, I mean, I think it's going to be a limited perspective only talking to one person, but it's an interesting window. And then also, there's what's that person holding back? What is that person really saying? You know, I don't think you can just take that one individual saying this and then make the whole world about that because the prediction was right. I think it's important, needs to be looked at. But there's two different factions, but it's like a man and woman who are in a marriage. They're still going for the same agenda.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is an emergency alert. More than half the world's doctors and nurses are refusing risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations, especially this flu season. Rely on OxySilver instead. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. So get it while you still can. Order OxySilver online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We got Webster Tarpley coming up for part of the next hour to talk about Jundullah Al-Qaeda group attacking Iranian military bases, openly working for the people that have hijacked our nation. See, when you say working for the U.S. is just a big demonic robot that the New World Order controls. We'll be discussing that with him, Fall the Republic, that he features heavily in, and a lot more. Fall the Republic will be premiering at PrisonPlanet.tv today at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time for all the great members over there. Got it on DivX, a bunch of other copies. You can burn it to disc, to CD, give it to everybody you know. Fall of the Republic, 3 p.m. today, 1 hour and 26 minutes, 4 seconds from now. It will be premiering. You can also order it in the way it was meant to be seen in the highest quality DVD, Fall of the Republic, with the extras, the Oath Keepers 20-something minute extra, and Charlie Sheen's message to the president. That is all on the DVD. Order them at InfoWars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also write to me, Alex Jones, at P.O. Box 19549. That's P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. The film is 1995, and your purchase of the DVD documentary to have it in your library also makes future filmmaking possible. So I want to thank you all for your support. I haven't plugged a sponsor yet. I'm going to do that right now. Then we're going to go to Paul Watson and more of your phone calls. I wanted to first tell you about Diginet.net. That's D-I-G-A-N-E-T.net. Diginet.net. has a wide range of high quality, extremely inexpensive. They're such a big distributor of these, it's the best price I've found anywhere. For these high-quality pens, they can record hours of video and audio. They put a timestamp on it so you can use it in court. You just press one button. It's the ease of access that's so key, and it's hidden. It's disguised as a pen, camouflaged. Diginet.net, they have sunglasses that have a tiny camera built in with a little memory stick in them. Absolutely awesome as well. Diginet.net or 888-344-6681. Give them a call today. 888-344-6681. Diginet.net. Everybody should fight Big Brother with Big Brother. It's very important to do that. They have a lot of audio and video clips up on the site. Be sure and check out Diginet.net. Also, the fine folks at eFoodsDirect.com. I have storable foods. I bought them from a couple different places over the years. They had MSG, stuff I didn't like in them. This is non-hybrid, non-GMO. They have a completely organic food line if you'd like that. They have stuff for diabetics, just a whole bunch of different great food lines and the best price out there. This is all recently packaged, meaning in the last month. It's not some 10 or 15-year-old crap they're selling you. This is where I chose to get my storable foods, eFoodsDirect.com, the letter E, then FoodsDirect.com. Big banners up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. If you forget the address, they have free brochures you can call and get. They have videos you can watch on the site. Photos of their whole line, the different packages they have. Give them a call at 800-409-5633 if you'd like to get a free brochure or order that way. 800-409-5633. They have 3-day packages, 7-day packages, month packages, year packages, 3-year packages. 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. Okay. I'm probably just going to end up having Tarpley on about 30 minutes. I want to get his take on a couple different issues because I want to do a big news blitz at the end of the show. Also, going up in the next 10 minutes on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Is that my ETA, Matt, that we're going to have the free stream for everybody in the next 10 minutes? We're going to go ahead and just stream the TV show for free for everybody today up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It's about 20 minutes, so the start of the next hour. We got to get Watson and Kurt, obviously, to post that as a link for everybody as well, because you can't really go to PrisonPlanet.tv. It's crashing right now. But we have the video on separate member servers, so that's going to be available at the end of the show today, Fall of the Republic. But I wanted to get Watson on today briefly because he wrote a great report on al-Qaeda groups publicly working for the U.S. criminal government, the illegitimate government, attacking Iran. The hell Iran has gone through. It's just, I want Americans to know what the globalists are doing in our names, trying to get Iran to launch attacks. I also want Paul's done some big reports on the flu fear-mongering that's going on, and a lot more, and Fall of the Republic. But, Paul, let's get your take on Fall of the Republic first. You have seen the film. You've written reviews of the film. You and your brother have both written articles. I didn't ask you to what to say or do in the articles. This is your best review ever of any of my films. Briefly, give us your take on Fall of the Republic.
Well, yeah, I watched it in full a few days ago. And basically, it's the most high-quality production of any film that I've ever seen you put out. And bear in mind that I was watching your film back in before 2001 when I first got into all this. So the progression from those early films, America Destroyed by Design, Police State 2000, Police State 2, the progression is clear. And some of the graphics, some of the illustrations you used to illustrate the points you make in Fall of the Republic are just such a high quality. And in the review that my brother wrote, which seems to be the one that spurred this massive bombardment of interest from what people are saying on the forum, which is good. I mean, he compares it to something like Michael Moore's new film. Now, the difference between us and Michael Moore is that we don't make 20 million plus gross on every film we put out, so we don't have the kind of money that Michael Moore has to put into it.
20 million? He made 300 million on Fahrenheit.
I'm just going off the numbers of his most recent film so far. But yeah, we don't have $300 million to put into it. But in terms of its hard-hitting nature and the absolutely vital preeminence of the information contained in Fall of the Republic, then, it ranks above that. And the stuff on the the cap and trade is the most important. The stuff on global warming, you've got Timothy Ball, PhD, on there talking about how climate skeptics are being derided and smeared as Holocaust deniers. We've got another story out on that today. And all the stuff about Al Gore and his involvement in the carbon trading swindle, which he jointly owns with the Rothschild family, is just so damning and exposing. And, I mean, that's the key segment of the film for me. And it's just a tour de force, basically. It's nearly two and a half hours long, more than that with the extras. And it's a tour de force. It's the complementary sequel to the Obama deception. And as we've emphasized and pushed in all the review articles that we've put out, we encourage people to get it and make copies, and make copies on the internet and spread it to the four corners of the world, because, as you've said many times, the Obama deception has received tens of millions of views in total, and that's what started the establishment freaking out, especially over the past 6 months. It's intensified because we're having a great effect and waking a lot of people up, and that's been reflected in the amount of people who are refusing this swine flu vaccine, which we'll get on to talk about.
And the film covers who the bankers are, their master plan, how either we bring them to justice or they become the private heads and owners of the planetary government. We get into the entire latest developments in the police state grid, eugenics, TV mind control. And the main message is the world government's now here. It's now happening. This is our last chance to stand up against these people. They're moving in against us. They have a lot of power, but they're also weak as they reveal themselves. All the debates about world government existing or not existing are now over. This has their own words, their own documents, their own video clips, their own statements. It is shockingly well done. The whole crew did a fabulous job in putting this together. I'm the director and the writer, and but the credit goes to everybody. And it's such a wonderful thing we've done here today, together, all of this coming towards this day, October 21st, 2009. And I just want to salute everybody that's been involved. And I want to salute the viewers and listeners and supporters that I know are destined to make this the most important film of this year, one of the most devastating salvos against the New World Order. The people getting ready to make the copies of the DVDs everywhere as we ship them out. The people that are going to spread the video links to the four corners. The people that are going to put it on the BitTorrents. The PrisonPlanet.tv members that will see it first in the highest quality, who are the founders of what we're doing. The people that are right there beside us. They deserve as much credit as my entire crew, because without them, we couldn't do this. The way that people are out there getting the word out, spreading the word. Again, I couldn't thank you from the bottom of my heart more. This is such a great thing. We're brothers and sisters together, communally, part of this event. And it's another stepping stone to show the world what individuals can do, what individual empowerment together with an idea. As they say in V for Vendetta, flesh and blood can fail, but ideas are bulletproof. And they are bulletproof when they are the truth. So, everyone, start your engines. Get ready. We're going to be releasing Fall of the Republic in 1 hour and 16 and a half minutes. 1 hour, 16 and a half minutes. We will be releasing Fall of the Republic. You can download it on DivX version, burn it right to CD to give to people. You can. It has the super high quality, the medium quality, and then the decent quality. Our lowest quality looks a lot better than YouTube or Google. We have the DivX that came out better than ever. It's as good as the medium, or maybe even better, to burn to a regular CD. I mean, this is so exciting. I want this to explode. I want people to get up to make copies and get them out on the streets instantly. I want to see them on the streets tomorrow. We've seen the success of the Obama deception. We've seen the success of Endgame and Terror Storm and Road to Tyranny. That was all building towards this, and this is building towards the next phase. It is so exciting. So get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership today, ladies and gentlemen. Go to Infowars.com. You can click through there as well, or call and get the DVD. I'm just so excited about it. Now, Paul, in the time we've got left, let's get into the flu situation, then into what's happening in Iran. Very serious situation, trying to get that war going, the establishment is. Go ahead.
Well, the situation with swine flu is that vast numbers of people all over the world have rejected it. Now, remember, when this was first getting ready to be introduced, in, you know, they first announced it a couple of months after the outbreak, in around June, July, virtually all major Western governments and others said that it was going to be a, quote, mass vaccination campaign. Now, if they weren't going to enforce it via mandatory injections, they were at least going to try and make as many people as possible take it, most of the population. They've bought enough vaccines to cover the vast majority of the population, if not more. But what's happened is that, I mean, the people who were opposing it, who have now been labelled the anti-vaccine lobby, as if it's a lobby, when the real pharmaceutical lobby spends over $100 million a year every year.
$100 million? They spend, there's billions on vaccine ads alone, Paul. Go ahead.
I'm talking about the lobby in Washington. They've got 12, at least 1,200 lobbyists.
Oh, not the advertising. Washington. You mean just the lobbyists. Gotcha.
Just the lobbyists, yeah. And we've got a situation now where in areas of America, three-quarters of firefighters are rejecting it. Half of the nurses and health professionals, if not more, are rejecting it, are protesting about it. In Europe, Denmark, Finland, Germany, France, Spain, Belgium, Holland, the majority of the population, and in some cases a significant majority, including health professionals and firefighters and people like that, are rejecting it. And there's a mass uprising against it because of the information that's being put out by the people warning about what's in it. Now, most people don't know that in America, the federal government embarked on a campaign back in August where they spent $16 million on a propaganda campaign to convince the public to take the swine flu vaccine. And now we're beginning to see where this money is being spent. You had the New York Times come out last week. We put out an article on this swine flu vaccine propaganda in New York Times, where they provide an educational supplement which is given to teachers for pupils from grade 6 to 12. This is taught in schools because the New York Times has an agreement where it gets its propaganda put through the schooling system. And these kids are given this, quote, fact sheet called H1N1 Vaccine Facts or Myths. And it lists 9 myths about the swine flu vaccine. And as we document in this article, every single one of them is a fact. It's not a myth. There is mercury thimerosal in the swine flu vaccines. There is squalene in some of the swine flu vaccines. And one of these so-called myths that the New York Times lists in this educational supplement for children is the claim that the swine flu vaccine has no side effects whatsoever.
Let me stop you. This is what I was talking about at the start of the hour. I see them on TV news saying there's no side effects, no mercury, no Guillain-Barré, no seizures. When I just showed the insert from the vaccine saying it, it's on all the medical sites. And as your article states at PrisonPlanet.com, this has got to get out to everybody. They are lying, not just in New York, all over the country. The same thing's happening. From Oregon, we've gotten sent these fact sheets. From Texas, we've been sent them. They lie and say none of it's true. Even if you believe in vaccines, is it good to lie to everyone and say this isn't in there or that this can't happen? I mean, this is so incredible, Paul.
And then the others, they say it's a myth that you can catch flu from the vaccine when health professionals in Canada have spoken out repeatedly about the fact that the nasal mist contains live H1N1 virus that could spread the vaccine in people with weakened immune systems.
Well, that's the major headlines all over the Canadian news. The government put out a warning saying it.
Yeah, but it's a myth according to this fact sheet that's going through all American schools.
Well, Paul, it's a myth they set up a Bank of the World we're going to pay the carbon taxes to,
yeah,
when it's in the Times of London. The Rothschilds run it along with Al Gore and that Lord. I mean, that's what I mean. They just keep denying, and no wonder some people out in the media and listening to the media think we're liars. They tune in, don't check that we're telling the truth, and think we're complete liars, because how could the media lie? How could mainstream media lie? They are lying. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, so if the notion that the swine flu vaccine contains mercury is a myth, and if the claim that it has side effects, potential side effects, is a myth, then maybe the New York Times can answer the question as to why the top German government officials, including the Chancellor Angela Merkel, the troops in Germany, the German army, have been given an additive-free swine flu vaccine that doesn't contain mercury. Now, if all of them didn't contain mercury and they were all fine and contained no other ingredients whatsoever, then why...
All right, stay there, Paul. Stay there. Stay there, because I can barely hear you. When we come back, we're going to go over all this, keep you till 5 after, then Tarpley's joining us, but I want the magnitude of this to hit. I believe the New York Times and other school districts giving these fake sheets out, and the pharmacies are giving out fake sheets, not the drug insert, a fake sheet. I know they're liable, and they need to be sued when there's adverse reactions.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's defense capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of defense capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL-4-GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4, GOOD. Good. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at healforgood.com. That's healforgood.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. Airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows.
How do we know that the establishment's making their move? They're blowing the trumpet. They're moving the troops in. They're cutting off cars with the OnStar when police are chasing people. They're lying and saying there's no mercury in the shots. It can't cause infertility, can't cause cancer. But it's on the inserts. Here's the insert on the influenza A H1N1 2009 vaccine. And here it says mercury right here. You can go read the inserts. I've got a adverse reaction sheet right here as well, the ones that they actually give the doctors, that's more detailed. And it goes over all the different risk. Guillain-Barré syndrome. This is from Norvitus Vaccine Diagnostics Limited. This is from the biggest vaccine maker. There's five companies making it. Oh, here, this is from Norvitus. Maybe the New York Times should get this. And I could keep going through all the cancer and all the infertility and everything else for people, Paul. We've done this on show after show, but I guess we're just liars, Paul. I guess I wrote this up and lied about it and posted this, but I didn't. But that doesn't matter, Paul. They'll just lie and say it doesn't exist.
It's amazing, though, Alex, because there are two different versions of the swine flu vaccine. One, which was produced by Baxter, has none of these additives in it whatsoever. And that's the one that Angela Merkel and the German army and the top German officials have received. No doubt that's the one that Obama will be getting. So why can't everybody get this, quote, green vaccine? Why do the ones that we get have to have mercury in that causes autism and squalene and these animal cells that are cancerous? That's what's in our vaccine, but the elite get one that's preservative-free.
Animal cells carrying cancer viruses. That's the German news.
Yeah, it was in Der Spiegel. Nimmo wrote an article on it.
We already knew that 5 months ago with our scientists we had on, but here it is all over the European press.
And, I mean, just go through the nine myths that we've got on this article. One of them, it says that the vaccine is untested. They're saying this is a myth. Manufacturers rushed the production of the vaccine to get it to market. That's admitted. That was in the London Times. And the pharmaceutical companies themselves admit that that's
yes, it was never tested. You can Google that and see hundreds of mainstream articles. But the New York Times and the inserts that they're giving school children all over the country say it isn't true.
We've got links to where they admit that it wasn't tested properly. And then number seven is the vaccine contains a dangerous adjuvant, a chemical added to enhance the immune response. They're saying that that's a myth, when we know it contains thimerosal and squalene. And in fact, the New York Times itself reported on the fact that these non-additive H1N1 vaccines would be available, but there wouldn't be enough for the general population. So the Times itself reports on it and then says it's a myth.
Well, that's why they're losing all credibility and now getting a government bailout, and that's why Obama's had public meetings saying the alternative media is a threat to newspapers, the government and the mainstream media teaming up to censor us, because of course they're going to lose. We're telling the truth. They're lying. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, these people are unbelievable. Paul, this is a crime to sit there and lie and say, this is actually from FDA.gov, this Norvitus Vaccine Diagnostics Limited. Give folks a close shot at PrisonPlanet.tv. FDA.gov. That's where this is from. Guillain-Barré's. Cancer. Brain damage. Infertility. My heaven help us. I mean, this is insane. Guillain-Barré syndrome. Right there. FDA.gov. We're not making anything up.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.